My guests are two new educators in the Medford School District, Amanda Beck and Connie Zuleger. Connie, let's begin with you. What will you be teaching?
I will be teaching special ed for kindergarten and first grade.
Can we talk a little bit about your background, your hometown, where you went to college, that kind of thing?
I'm from Stratford. I went to school at UW-Stowett and St. Mary's University for the SPED program.
Is this your first teaching position, or have you had other educational experiences?
I taught at NTC computers years ago, but this is my first teaching in the elementary school.
So you're jumping right back into the pool, yes?
I am. I'm coming off a 28-year banking career. I retired from banking the first part of August.
And now you're going back to work.
I am. This is my second career.
Amanda, hometown, where you went to college, that kind of thing?
I have been born and raised here in Medford. I did go to the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire for my undergrad and am currently enrolled in a master's program through Western Governors University.
Amanda, is this your first teaching experience or do you have other experiences?
Much like Connie, this is a career change. I've been in sales all my life, but definitely have found a passion to be in the classroom and connecting with the kids.
Connie, married, children, you mentioned grandchildren, yes?
Yes, I'm married with three grown children, one getting married this weekend, and eight grandbabies.
Well, congratulations on the wedding.
Thank you.
Amanda, what about you?
My wife, Amy, and I have two children. Aiden, he is 5 years old, and Adeline, she is 3 years old, and uniquely, we will be starting school together.
Connie, extracurriculars. Medford School District offers a lot of opportunities. Are you planning on being involved in any of the extracurriculars?
I'm actually starting my fourth year as the JV3 volleyball coach. So that's been a great experience. I coach with my two older daughters.
Oh, family affair.
Yes, yes, indeed.
That's all right. Now, Amanda, you have prodigious basketball experience. Let's talk extracurriculars here. Are you planning on getting involved in any aspect of extracurriculars?
I think at this point, my capacity levels are going to be more towards my younger children. Our family's very involved in their school as well, Holy Rosary. So we are pretty involved in that. I'm not going to say never, Pat. but at some point, yes, I'd like to get back into coaching.
We should point out, in case you haven't made the connection yet, in high school, Amanda Zenner. Amanda Zenner
yes.
was a Raider standout. Connie, why did you get into education? We kind of touched on it, but let's go back and kind of review that a little bit. Why did you decide to go into education, especially at this point in your life?
This is something that I've always wanted to do, and my career took a different path. And as I went through my career, it's been a desire of mine and a goal of mine, actually, to be able to help littles, our little friends, and give them that background that they need and the support and the love that they need as well.
Amanda, what about you? Because you're making a career change as well. Why education?
I think when you have a family, when you start having kids of your own, you start to have a different perspective on how you can impact the lives of our youth and, you know, try to make our world a little bit better. And I thoroughly enjoy the relationships and getting to know the kids and helping mentor them. So I'm very excited to be in the classroom.
Connie, what are you most looking forward to in the new school year?
I'm looking forward to getting to meet and to know these little friends and their families.
And what about you, Amanda?
I am excited for the culture of our staff as well. As our students, the district has a number of tremendous educators and veteran educators that I'm excited to learn from. Mm-hmm. So that is an exciting point for me and obviously getting to know the kids more too.
Once again, Amanda Beck and Connie Zuleger, they are new educators in the Medford School District. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and best of luck in the new school year.
Thank you.
Thank you.